ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 4, Sati Quits Her Body, Part 2, Verses 24 through 34. Sati quits her body. Maitreya, the sage, told Vidura, O Shatruhanot, annihilator of enemies, while thus speaking to her father in the arena of sacrifice, Sati sat down on the ground facing north. Dressed in saffron garments, she sanctified herself with water and closed her eyes in order to absorb herself in the process of mystic yoga. First of all, Sati sat in the required sitting posture, and then she carried the light air upwards, placing it in the position of equilibrium near the navel. Sati then raised her light air, mixed with intelligence, to the heart, and then gradually towards the pulmonary passage, and from there to between her eyebrows. Thus, in order to give up her body, which had been so respectfully and affectionately seated on the lap of Lord Shiva, who is worshipped by great sages and saints, Sati, due to anger towards her father, began meditating on the fiery air within the body. Sati concentrated all her meditation on the holy lotus feet of her husband, Lord Shiva, who is Jagat Guru, the supreme spiritual master of all the world. Sati thus became completely cleansed of all taints of sin and quit her body in a blazing fire by meditation on the fiery elements. When Sati annihilated her body in anger, there was a tumultuous roar all over the universe. Why had Sati, the wife of Daivatama, the most respectable demigod, Lord Shiva himself, how could she quit her body in such a manner? It was astonishing that Daksha, who was Prajapati, the maintainer of all living entities, was so disrespectful to his own daughter, who was not only chaste, but was also a great soul, that Sati gave up her body because of Daksha's neglect. Daksha, who is so hard-hearted that he is Brahma-druk, unworthy to be a Brahmana, will now gain extensive ill fame due to his offenses to his daughter because of not having prevented Sati's death and because of Daksha's great envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maitreya then told Vidura, while the people were talking among themselves about the wonderful voluntary death of Sati, the attendants who had come with her readied themselves to kill Daksha with their weapons. They came forward forcibly, but Bhrigu Muni saw the danger, and offering oblations into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, immediately uttered mantric hymns from the Yajurveda, by which the destroyers of yajnic performances could be killed immediately. When Bhrigu Muni offered oblations into the fire, immediately many thousands of demigods named Ribhus became manifest. All of them were powerful, having achieved strength from Soma, the moon. When the Ribhu demigods attacked the ghosts and Guyakas with half-burned fuel from the Yajna fire, all these attendants of Sati fled in different directions and disappeared. And this was possible simply because of Brahma-tejas, Brahmanical power. recorded August 6, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Radhe, 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 Jaya Jaya, Madhava Jaike. Radhe, Jaya Jaya, Madhava Jaike. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite, Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe. Hari Nishkuta Vrindavitineshe. Damodara Rati Vardhana Veshe. Hari Nishkuta Vrindavitineshe. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaike. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daiche. Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navashashi Leke. Lalita Shakti Guna Ramita Vishake. Vrishabhanu Dadhi Navashashi Leke. Lalita Shakti Guna Ramita Vishathe. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Karunam Kurumai Karuna Parite. Shanaka Shanatana Varnita Charite. Karunam Kurumai Karuna Parite. Shanaka Shanatana Varnita Charite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Radhe 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 Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daike. Sapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Pranamami Hari Priye. Pranamami Hari Priye. Hare Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostu Te, Radha Kanta, Namostu Te. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharad Hari Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. O beloved of Sri Madhava, you are glorified by all the young girls of Gokula. O Radha, you dress yourself in such a way just to increase Damodar's love and attachment for you. O Radha, you are the queen of the forest of Vrinda Devi, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari. O Radhika, you are the new moon goddess arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. O Radha, you are the friend of Lalita, and you give intimate pleasure to Vishakha due to your wonderful transcendental qualities. O Radha, please be merciful to me, for you are filled with compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by such great sages as Sanaka and Sanatana Kumaras.